A lot of people have seen Skywriters. They use a single aircraft to twist and turn and spell out individual letters. It takes them kind of a while to spell out even a simple word like Geico. What we do is we line up the aircraft in a line abreast formation. We use five for sky typing, six in our act. And what we do is we have a computer in the lead aircraft that commands the smoke systems in all of the aircraft in the squadron. And as we fly across the sky, we become like the printing head on a large dot matrix printer. So we can spell out much more complex messages like, you know, got 15 seconds, save 15% with Geico.
Or listen to WFED 1500 AM.
Yeah, or, you know, tune in to Tom and Jane. So we can do things that we can spell out more complex messages, which, you know, if you're an advertiser is obviously very interesting. The cool thing about these messages too is they are enormous. They're as tall as the Empire State Building, and they can be as long as 6 to 8 miles. So they're very visible from a long way off.
Well, how high are you when you release the smoke that makes the letters?
We normally type at around 10,000 feet, slightly more than that. So we're up pretty high, which also helps with the visibility, obviously, and keeps us clear of controlled airspace as well.
But it sounds like you're in pretty tight formation, so that means that you have to concentrate on flying among each other and not so much on pushing the smoke button, and that's what the computer does for you?
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, the formation that we fly is actually a lot. We're spread a lot further than when we fly the air show. When we fly the air show, at times the wings overlap and we're normally, 4 to 6 feet away from each other. But when we're flying the sky typing, we're several wing lengths apart. And that's actually a harder formation to fly because you don't see the relative movement of the aircraft as soon. When you're flying formation, you're counting on the visibility of the relative movement of the other aircraft. It can be more challenging for people that are just working in with the group for the first couple of times.
Now, your team, is it mostly retired military flyers?
Yeah, we have primarily military flyers. We have both the Navy and the Air Force represented. It makes it extra special for us to be able to perform at a military show, especially one as prestigious as Andrews. Geico actually has been serving military and government personnel since 1936. So they're excited to be able to, to give us this opportunity as well. And, I mentioned earlier to Ruben when I was coming on that we sign autographs at a Geico tent at the air shows after we fly each day. And it's a lot of fun for us, not just the kids, but we often meet men that flew these aircraft in the Second World War. And that's a real thrill for us to hear, to hear some of their stories about training in these aircraft.
And we're talking to Steve Kapoor. He's a Geico Sky Typer pilot and the marketing officer. And let's talk about that a little bit. Is this the airplane itself is a trainer from World War II, or was it a fighter?
Yeah, these aircraft, they're World War II vintage, like you said. They're SNJ-2s, which is the Navy version of the old T-6. And they were built in 1941, some of them. They were used to train pilots. They were an advanced trainer, so they might start out in a steerman and then move to this aircraft. Steerman, for people that aren't in the know, is that yellow biplane they may have seen at air shows as well. They would move from a simpler trainer to this more complex trainer. Often, this is where they'd get their first exposure to aerial gunnery and to some more of the fighter tactics that they would use. And then they would move from this aircraft, if they were in the Army Air Corps, they'd move into a Mustang or in the Navy, into a Wildcat or, one of the Navy's single seat fighters.
And those were planes with a lot more horsepower, so they were faster and things a little more skill required at that level. Are these planes modified, or do you worry about them just being so old with rivets coming loose or that kind of thing?
No, these aircraft are. I mean, it's a fair question because they're old airplanes, and we all know as we get older, things fall off too, right? But they're carefully maintained. They go through an annual inspection every year where they're torn down pretty, pretty far down, and things are that need to be replaced are replaced. The good thing is they built a lot of these aircraft, so people are actually still manufacturing and fabricating parts for them. So, for example, if you need an engine, you just make a phone call and one's on the way. So we're able to do a pretty good job of maintaining them, and obviously, given their age, they get a lot of TLC to make sure that that they can perform. The core business, these are not showpieces. These are aircraft that work almost every weekend, either performing in air shows or doing sky typing along the eastern seaboard.
Now, is this a full-time job for the members of the team?
No, most of us have other jobs. Many of us are airline pilots. I do marketing for a packaged goods company. We have a couple guys that are retired, so this is kind of their big thing. But this is not a real lucrative business. It's a business something you do because you enjoy flying, you enjoy aviation and the aircraft, and it's a lot of fun for us to fly with each other. I mean, we've got several generations of pilots represented in this group. We've got a guy that flew F-16s in the Gulf. We've got on back to to guys that flew in Vietnam era aircraft. So aviation is kind of this common bond that we all share, and we enjoy each other's company.
So what's your schedule like at the air show? When will you be up, and when can people look up and see some of the sky typing?
Oh, well, thanks for asking. We will arrive Thursday, weather permitting, we may do a few messages over the top on Thursday. Then Friday we rehearse. Not sure, it'll be between noon and 2, and that's a closed show. It's for military personnel and folks in the government in Washington. But then on Saturday and Sunday, the gates open, and the gates open at 8. The base is open until 5 p.m. We will be performing between noon and 2, and as I said, after we perform, we'll be at the GEICO tent, signing autographs and talking to people. There are some other great things to see this weekend. Of course, the Air Force Thunderbirds are flying, and they put on a spectacular show. The Army Golden Knights will be jumping, and they do a great job too. And I'm not sure about some of the other performers, the civilian performers, but there are going to be some great things to see on the ground. On static display, there'll be a number of tactical aircraft from the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marine, and the Coast Guard. The Memphis Sure. Belle, the B-17, is going to be there, and there's going to be some other aircraft to see as well.